We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
7-8 months ago, correct?
No, it was not.
Wasn't your preference to be the victim of a smear campaign, was it?
No.
Wasn't your preference to be defamed by the President of the United States, including today, was it?
No.
Wasn't your preference to be ousted at seemingly the pinnacle of your career, was it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking to Brett Kavanaugh? Holy cow, people! Talk about a smear campaign. Oh my Lord, these people don't know that there's a reality that exists outside of whatever goofiness they wake up with in the morning and put on the pillow when they go to bed. It is unbelievable. Gabe, settle me down.
Knowledge is power.
It's not rocket science!
Hey guys,
how are you?
I'm doing great.
Can you believe that?
That took some cojones.
Yes.
Can I say that on the
balls?
On here? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
for real.
Gabe, we don't want your analysis. We just want to know how does this make you feel?
Yeah.
How does all of this make you feel?
Okay, let me lie down on the couch really quickly.
Yeah, no but, kidding.
Oh my gosh,
cozy up next to Miss Ivanovich.
I'm listening to this and I'm just thinking, man, they're sure making a big deal out of this exit interview. Because that's pretty much what it is,
yeah.
Right? She's like, how did you feel after you got fired?
That was Nunes's like leading statement was like, so this feels
like it should be a matter handled by HR,
yeah.
Not in an impeachment hearing. And Tim's right. It's just a character witness. This looks terrible for Democrats. I mean, there's no substance to this at all.
And there's no actual conversation whatsoever about how she has knowledge
about
that
anything
might implicate a reason to impeach the President of the United States.
Yeah.
So this happened earlier in the day. Elise Stefanik she's a fireball. I love her. If you don't know her yet, get to know her. You will like her. This took place early on between Schiff and Stefanik. And
with that, I yield back the balance of my time.
Mr. Chairman, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman is not recognized. I do want to comment.
Chairman, I have a point of order under HRES 660.
The gentleman will state her point of order.
The point of order is, will the chairman continue to prohibit witnesses from answering Republican questions as you've done in closed hearings and as you did this week when you interrupted our questions?
That is not a proper point of order. The gentleman will suspend.
Mr. Chairman, I have it.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
I have a point of order, though.
The gentleman is not recognized. I do want to respond. I allowed the ranking member to.
I have a point of order.
Gemma's not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, there are four transcripts that have not been released.
Gentleman is not recognized.
Holy cow. Ranking member.
I'm going to try that on Ryan. Holy cow.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Ryan, the gentleman is not recognized.
Point of order. Point of order. Annie,
not recognized.
Let's talk about Zoolander.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Apparently, according to Tim, because I don't know all the parliamentary rules.
No, they sound fancy.
When you say point of order, that's like you have
to stop
and listen to that person no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
And so for Schiff to just run over that is apparently out of line.
Yeah.
So she got her word in eventually, right before we came back. This is happening because the questioning is still going on. So she had 5 minutes, and she decided to not take this 5 minutes at the ambassador, who just is really sad because she only has a cushy job at Georgetown, from what we understand now.
Yes, yes.
It's like, how do you
working
feel?
Working at Georgetown is not that great, though, is it?
I wouldn't know.
It's not compared
I have
to an
no idea. Instead of Elise Stefanik, when she does get her 5 minutes going at the ambassador, she decides to redirect her 5 minutes to Adam Schiff.
Thank you. Since the chairman has gaveled out all of my colleagues with their unanimous consent, I am going to read for the record many of the chairman's comments in September of the importance of hearing from the whistleblower. Again, Ambassador, thank you for your patience. Thank you for your service. But since we haven't been able to conduct ourselves in normal procedures, I'm just going to use the 5 minutes for this. September 29th in the Wall Street Journal, quote, the whistleblower at the center of the impeachment investigation of President Trump will testify in the House very soon. This is a quote by the chairman. USA Today, September 29th. Talking with ABC News this week, Schiff, the Democrat who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, said the whistleblower would testify very soon, and the only thing standing in the way was getting security clearances for the attorneys representing the whistleblower so they could attend the testimony. From Vox, September 29th, Rep. Adam Schiff said Sunday the whistleblower at the center of a growing scandal surrounding President Donald Trump will testify before the House Intelligence Committee very soon. On CNN, September 29th, Schiff said Sunday on ABC as well as NBC's Meet the Press that he expects the whistleblower to testify very soon. The Washington Post, September 29th, in an appearance on ABC News this week, Schiff echoed Pelosi's message. He also said he expected the Intelligence Committee to hear from the whistleblower very soon, pending a security clearance from Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire. In the Huffington Post, Schiff told ABC's This Week that he expects the whistleblower to appear before this committee very soon. In the New York Post, quote, we'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. In the Washington Times, quote, that whistleblower will be allowed to come in. These are all quotes from Chairman Adam Schiff.
Elise.
In Talking Points memo, the question was posed, actually, this was by George Stephanopoulos. Have you reached an agreement yet with the whistleblower and his or her attorneys about coming before the committee and providing the information firsthand? Quote, yes, we have, Schiff responded. And as DNI McGuire promised during the hearing, that whistleblower will be allowed to come in and come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can and cannot say. We'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. In Daily Kos, we're ready to hear from the whistleblower as soon as that is done, and we'll keep obviously riding shotgun to make sure that the acting director doesn't delay in that clearance process. In CNBC, we'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. In Market Watch, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said Sunday that an agreement has been reached under which the whistleblower will testify before the committee very soon. I can keep going, but again, the chairman refused to allow us to put these into the record with unanimous consent. So I've read those out. And as we know, it is important to protect whistleblowers from retaliation and from firing. And we want to make sure whistleblowers are able to come forward. But in this case, the fact that we are getting criticized by Chairman Adam Schiff for statements that he himself made early on in this process shows the duplicity and just the abuse of power that we are continuing to see. With a minute 54 seconds left, I'll yield to my colleague, Mr. Jordan.
Should we listen to it? Should we hear Jim Jordan?
I would also add that the chairman has promised we'll get to see the transcripts, but there's still four people we've deposed that we have not been able to see their transcripts, have their transcripts released, and therefore the testimony they provided we're not able to use in these open hearings. If it's an open hearing, all the available testimony from depositions that has been taken by the committee should be available to be discussed for the American people to see. But no. Mr. Morris and Mr. Hale and two others have, and another one, have not yet been released. So I hope the chairman releases that. One other point I would make in the last minute of Ms. Stefanik's time. The Democrats have asserted that this whole thing with Ambassador Yovanovitch was part of some sinister scheme by the White House to get Mr. Zelensky to do an investigation, President Zelensky to do an investigation. If recalling Ambassador Yovanovitch was part of some scheme by Trump and Pompeo and Giuliani to get President Zelensky to do an investigation, why would they replace her with the Democrats' first witness, their star witness, Bill Taylor. I mean, that if that's the plan, not the best plan I've ever seen put together. Their star witness, their first witness, Mr. Taylor, was here Wednesday. That's what they were up to. I think I just demonstrates that that is not what went on here. Mr. Zelensky never undertook any investigations. And the reason the aid was released, as we discussed on Wednesday, was because Vice President Pence, Ambassador Bolton, and U.S. senators all talked with President Zelensky, and they were convinced he was the real deal, as the ambassador has alluded to in her testimony. That's why the money was released. That I yield back.
So Elise Stefanik there using Adam Schiff's own words to feed it to him for breakfast.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus.
His face was as solid as stone.
I know this is radio, Ryan, but do the face Adam Schiff was just doing.
Okay.
Your eyes are so large.
That's a great impression right there.
It was almost disconcerting.
Do you remember, have you guys seen Alien, the movie Alien?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember the scene where the robot doctor is trying to kill Sigourney Weaver's character?
Mm-hmm. I hope this has no point.
No, but he's got this rolled up piece of paper and he's trying to shove it down her throat.
Yeah.
That's the image I was getting as she was reading his own words. Eat him! Eat these words!
It's just really, it's really crazy how the twists and turns of this. You remember, folks, they're trying to impeach the president of the United States. This is not low-level stuff. In fact, it doesn't get any bigger than this.
Yeah.
This would be an unprecedented endeavor for the Democrats to do this to Donald Trump, for it to go to the Senate, for them to remove him. And for anybody who doesn't see the political calculus behind all of this, it's just, it's something to behold. Yeah. I mean, this is American history unfolding in front of our eyes right now. And Adam Schiff's name better be in the history books for exactly what he is,
yes,
with that picture.
Definitely.
Oh, if my this gosh. Didn't have the word impeachment on it, this would just be C-SPAN on some random November day. Because there's nothing happening. Mm-hmm. For this to be
under
an impeachment,
the veil of impeachment,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Other than the word impeachment inquiry over this, it's useless. Like there's nothing happening.
Meaningless political blather. That's what's going on right now.
The ball has not been moved down the field, to use a football analogy, in either one of these testimony days at all.
Right now, they keep handing it off and they keep running out of bounds. It's like, I mean, that's kind of how it
like
feels.
Straight out of bounds.
It's like, ah!
Yep.
Nope. Take their ball and go home. It's not really how this works. It's not how any of this works.
No.
Let's take a quick break. There is other news happening today. Ron, I'm going to take your phone call when we come back as well. 314-241-9797. If you'd like to get your thoughts and opinions in here. Lots more happening. After listening to Stefanik and Jordan there with their time, I think that Yovanovitch is still there. Adam Schiff was a bit stoic, I would say. He's got these eyes that he looks like he's perpetually surprised, or that he really, really needs to go to the bathroom. Like, now! That's what his face looked like when Elise Stefanik was shoving it down his throat. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This is what I say.
What's that?
I don't know what this is, and I like it.
It's Bruno Mars, dude.
Don't know Bruno Mars that well, apparently.
Welcome to 2014.
Wow, 2014.
Good. That's Martin. A guess. I'd like to know what that actually is. So we've just established that everybody is starting to adapt in the studio to my insanity. I'm kidding. He's like, I think I'm supposed to laugh. I think I'm supposed to laugh. I need to laugh. Make it seem natural.
This is what laughing sounds like. Was that okay, Eddie?
We talked last Friday. Was it last Friday when we were talking about this? I think. Misophonia?
No, it was at least two weeks ago.
Yeah,
really?
Two Fridays ago.
Yeah.
It was
a healing session for many people in the city.
Not you.
No.
Not me.
It's been worse for me.
Yeah.
Probably worse for you.
Misophonia is the issue that people have, that I have, with the sound of chewing noises or mm-hmm. crunching. Or I remember being in my senior year of psychology class, and I remember it wasn't called misophonia in that class, but people having some sort of like psychological reaction to repetitive noises that they couldn't control. Mm. That's the phrase that I remember, because I remember hearing that and being like, oh, I can kind of relate to that. Like if someone's just tapping, how long can you handle that, huh?
Not long.
How long can the PPM thing handle it? I mean, when you...
I'm a drummer, so I'm actually the problem. I'm the source of the problem.
You are the problem, Gabe.
I promise that you do it a lot and you don't even realize you're doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, probably, yeah.
You just kind of bounce your foot or you tap your foot or whatever.
Yep.
It's always bothered me. And I remember being a small child and things like that just really getting under my skin. And then seeing probably within the last 10, 12 years, articles that would come out on this thing called misophonia. And it was describing to the T how I feel when I hear these things. The worst thing for me, though, is mouth noises, like people who eat with their mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
And like I tell my kids, your food is a secret. No one needs to know about it. Keep it to yourself.
There you go. There you go.
Ryan? Right, we have the smallest little chippy ice.
Yeah, it's chippy.
In the ice machine.
It's the perfect crunch.
It's just asking to be chewed.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like somebody just like you're going up you pressing the button, holding your cup up there and like pieces of Captain Crunch falling out.
Oh.
And then trying to drink something out of that and assuming that you're not going to chew that.
Yeah.
That's the task that we've been given.
Right. Ryan said that he was chewing his ice earlier before we came back on the break. He was chewing his ice earlier and he realized that he was doing it.
Yeah, it was during Marie Yovanovitch talking about her feelings and I was drinking soda.
Wait, you have to be more specific. That's the last day. 4 hours.
Right.
5 hours.
I was drinking and I realized subconsciously that I was chewing ice in your presence.
Was it because my hands were around your neck?
No. It was because your headphones were not on and you were writhing a little bit. I think your shoulders were kind of moving.
I was vomiting.
I think that you were subconsciously jittering.
Oh my god.
And so that tipped me off. Hey, maybe I'm causing that.
No, I don't. I honestly don't remember that happening, but I believe it. But I have realized this about myself and I will very much so do everything in my power to adjust my circumstances. Like, as Gabe said before to Ryan, he's like, it's good that you're acknowledging it is the first part to solving the problem. And I'm like, it's not Ryan's problem. It's definitely my problem. And it's just something that gets under my skin. And we spend a lot of time together, so you learn these things about each other. I would never want to be purposely or accidentally doing something that frustrates you.
Yep.
And I know.
Yep.
Then I'm nuts. So
well, you know, everybody's got their little. Katie.
Ha 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 ha.
Well, everybody's got their little quirky things.
Laugh,
I mean,
Ryan.
I mean,
Ryan, laugh right now, laugh a lot.
Damn you, laugh right now. No,
that was supposed to be funny. <You're> so...
Good one, you.
But. Janet has a problem with wet paper. Like,
what?
Just seeing wet paper.
Really?
Even knowing that wet paper is around.
See, I don't like even knowing that exists because I'm probably going to have a problem with it now. Look, like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Hey, Janet, there's some piece of wet paper over
it's
there.
It's hard to write on. You can carve your name into it.
Oh, no. She's writhing right now just thinking about it. I guarantee you.
According to WebMD, misophonia is a disorder in which certain sounds trigger emotional or physiological responses that some might perceive as unreasonable given the circumstance.
Those
who have misophonia might describe it as when a sound, quote, drives you crazy, end quote. Their reactions can range from anger and annoyance to panic and then need to flee. And that might sound funny to you, but that
true.
Is absolutely
that's
spot
it.
On.
That's it.
I had a teacher that used to, so this goes along with what you're saying, because I didn't know what this was, but now that we talk about it and we flesh this out, I'm like, wow, maybe I had misophonia when I was in fifth grade. She used to do this, shh, 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 and that order all the time. And I used to just like freak out at my guess that she would do that. Now I'm like, man, did I have misophonia?
Yeah, oh, I mean, wow. the actual physiological response that it warrants is 100% admittedly irrational.
Right.
But it's there.
Well, you can't help it.
Wet paper.
Wet paper. And I have a thing.
I was going to say, let's talk about our things.
Air it out.
Holes in things that shouldn't have holes. It's hard to describe.
Give me an example of something that would bother
you. You know how they, what is it? People use it in decoration. It's kind of like an orchid pod or something. You know what I mean?
It's a fly trap.
No, it's like a dress.
It's
like a dried seed pod thing, and it's got holes all
yeah,
on the top.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You've seen those, I can't stand looking at those things.
It makes my
skin crawl.
When you can't stand looking at it, do you look at it more?
No. It makes my skin crawl, and I want to run away.
You are capable of averting your eyes.
I'm trying to think about
what
you're talking about.
What's one more thing
that
has holes that shouldn't?
That light is very close to making me have problems, which is why I don't look at it. No, these lights.
You see how these lights are made of holes?
Because it's got like a honeycomb type of a light.
I got you.
It doesn't look right to me.
Man, people are weird.
Have you ever seen any Shia LaBeouf movies?
Holes.
Specifically holes.
I love holes.
That movie freaked
so good.
Me out.
Ryan,
no, seriously,
I hated
the long shot of the ground that they had pockmarked with all the holes, mm-hmm. that freaked me out for a second.
Okay, well, we know why Ryan's weird. Katie, what's your thing?
I don't like when people say shh three times.
It's very specific.
Mm-hmm. If you do it three times, I will lose my mind.
It's,
yes.
It's short,
it's
long.
Shh, shh, shh.
Next time,
I'm like,
next time Ryan's tuned his eyes too loud, I'm going to say, shh, shh, shh.
It won't do anything
to
me,
crazy.
Though.
I know.
I'll go crazy.
Katie will stop chewing her eyes.
You might stop chewing your eyes. Maybe not.
I don't know if I will.
Do you have any things?
Yeah, what's your thing?
I had a teacher once, now that Katie says that, in high school, who was allergic to certain colognes and perfumes. And so we would wear those. That's not really a commentary on...
You're just talking about being a jerk.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the thing that can anybody do anything to get under your skin?
Ooh,
Katie, write this down.
Yeah, you know what they can do? You know what really does bother me? Is when people like constantly are buying me gifts. Like, I hate that so bad. And so when people do that, like if you started doing that,
Wiggins.
I would be like, oh my gosh, please.
Teacher that was allergic
Wiggins. Well played.
Like hard to find candies and sodas, especially.
I talked to a salesperson yesterday. They were discussing with a jeweler who might want to be advertising with us. And I'm like, do they sell watches? And he said, yeah, I think they do. I said, well, that's good because they could be a sponsor of the Time Out.
Yes! I'm putting straight into Time Out.
I said, I told the salesperson, I said, I can guarantee minimum one time out a week for a sponsor. I could, how much are we talking here? Because Ryan could sit in Time Out. How many times a week do you think, Katie? Average?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, if we wanted to do it and if it was sponsored.
Two to three.
Yep.
Three, you know. Yeah. Yeah. There's a 60-second timeout, which I haven't put him in yet.
And then the 30 seconds.
And then we ask him if he's thought about what he's done.
They're on the second break of this hearing. And I did not think that would happen. Yes, because on Wednesday, we had a 15-minute break, and then it went on and on and on. And now they're on the second break here.
When did Jim Jordan decide that he wasn't ever going to wear a jacket? When was he like, this is my thing?
I don't know. It's interesting to see him in the, you know, in the gallery there with all of the, dark suited guys. I don't know.
Just don't hold back on that information. Just tell us.
I get the feeling that he said, this isn't serious. I'm not wearing a jacket.
We know what Janet Pfeiffer's thing is. Janet would be Gabe's wife.
Yes, indeed.
I can't stand listening to Gabe drink.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Does she
when he drinks, he gets violent.
That's terrible.
No.
Gosh, I just put you in timeout. No. We're going to double our charge to be the sponsor of Wiggins' timeouts.
And what's hilarious is she literally bruises easy. And I say,
whoa, dude.
And she's clumsy. So she does something like she runs her ankle into the coffee table or something like that. And I'm like, honey, you keep doing this, they're going to take me away. I swear.
You're like, nothing to do with this.
Remember, Janet, you hit the coffee table.
Oh my.
It's fine.
Is it time to take a break?
This is fine.
Is this where we decide?
Music is coming up.
Is this where we decide to promote something else
that's
coming up here?
And that's the last segment of the Annie Fry Show.
I guess I gulp
my drinks a little too loudly.
Do you?
Yeah, I probably do.
Do you ever slurp your coffee? Do you drink coffee?
Yeah.
Hot drinks? Do you?
I probably do that a little bit.
I want to punch those people in the face. Just.
That's why I try to be extra careful about what's happening when I eat in public.
On the record, Janet also says no about everything that just happened here. Oh, man. We're going to be back in just a minute with more reaction. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
I got to interrupt what's going on in here.
No.
It's a lot of weird conversations on this break. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show to actually see the experience that is Rob Kramer.
Digital, get down. Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get this life too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
Rob Kramer in studio with us now. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
How do you like my socks?
I love them.
These are my snow day socks.
I like that.
Virginia Cruda just gave me this, and she also gave Katie a sweatshirt. It's a Groot Christmas sweatshirt.
So you are Groot.
Can you guys see it?
Yeah.
I am Groot. Oh, it's baby Groot.
It's so cute!
Sexiest Avenger of them all.
Yes,
yes, Katie.
It's baby, my hottie.
Baby Groot is the sexiest?
And the
no, not baby Groot. Not right, baby Groot.
Okay. Katie's like, I have standards.
Well, easy.
This is so cool, though. Thank you so much, Virginia, for this awesome and wicked sweatshirt.
And the rest of the Guardians are lined up on top,
yes,
too. That's cool.
So cool.
That's real cool.
What you got?
So, Avengers fan, did you go and buy Disney Plus then on Wednesday?
I did not.
Ooh. Mm-mm.
I'm still doing Netflix.
I don't even need
Netflix
to ask.
She's
just sitting over here nodding her head proudly.
With
she's
my
got her
sequin Disney World sweatshirt on.
Established 1971?
Yep.
The world.
Disney.
World.
What about you two gentlemen? Are you in the Disney Plus game yet?
I am holding out.
Why? All the Avengers movies are on there. You love them.
I know. There are so many things on there I love. So I'm
you want to keep your life?
I need to get, well, first of all. And then I kind of want to get rid of Netflix because I'm, you know, as I'm stacking my streaming services, it's rivaling my cable bill.
Right.
So
just get rid of cable.
Oh, yeah. I don't have cable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what? Yeah. So, or get rid of cable or something like, I don't know. My wife's addicted to the, well, I won't throw her under the bus. We're addicted to Hallmark movies. So we need to figure that out. We need to figure that out.
Yeah.
But I hear that Verizon is giving away a year free with your contract and we're in the market for a contract.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So
that's how you're playing this.
Yeah. I'm biding my time.
Did you get it?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, we have to ask Wiggy first.
Wiggy?
Disney Plus, boy?
No.
Ryan, that's you.
No, I think you know the answer to that question.
What?
I have not even looked at Disney Plus. The only reason I know it exists is because I'm on this show.
And I have not got it either. However, with the news yesterday that we're about to talk about, I might not get Disney Plus. So Netflix, in its rebuttal to Disney Plus, announced a multi-year partnership with Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon!
Oh, and Netflix will now be showing a number of old shows as well as rebooting a number of old shows and turning them into movies. So one of the first announcements they made today was that they will be creating a new version of a SpongeBob SquarePants movie that will debut in 2020.
Wow.
And so cool.
Oh my gosh.
So there's the big question right now for 90s kids is typically the biggest demographic they're going after right now is were you more of a Disney fan or were you more of a Nickelodeon
that's a good
fan?
Point.
I have
unpopular opinions.
An unpopular opinion. I don't understand SpongeBob. I don't watch SpongeBob. No. I know nothing about it. And that expands all the way into anything Nickelodeon because I wasn't fancy and didn't have cable growing up. So like what I had was VHS tapes of The Lion King and The Little Mermaid and Cinderella.
Right.
That was like it. And man, we wore those tapes out. Like Barbie's out. Now you're going to be, I was always the evil stepsisters because I was the youngest of the two sisters in our house. I'm going to be Cinderella and you're going to be the stepsisters. And I was like, okay, let's do it your way. But I didn't
continue playing.
No. Yeah, pretty much. I didn't know anything. Like I remember Ren and Stimpy came out and I don't think that my parents were really cool with us watching Ren and Stimpy.
I don't think anybody's parents were.
Ren and Stimpy was not a kid's cartoon.
No.
See, you know, my parents weren't keen on us watching Simpsons when we were growing up. I remember them talking about how Homer Simpson was disrespected by everybody's family, which is true.
Yep.
And Homer Simpson was created in a time where all television was talking about, like, the patriarchal dad that was the revered person in the house. Mm-hmm. And Homer was supposed to be the exact opposite.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't really begrudge anything Nickelodeon, but I am not, it's nothing to me.
My wife is the same way, didn't grow up with cable and therefore wasn't watching Nickelodeon. And what's kind of, I guess, not really ironic, but coincidental is when Netflix first came to be, you know, it was a more of a male subscription service, right?
Yeah.
Disney cut ties with Netflix to allow their television shows to be on the platform because it was digging into cable ratings. Mm. And people were going, that was the first time that people were kind of starting to not cut the cord, but go away from the cord, right? Being able to deliver DVDs of shows and movies to your house. And so in a complete reversal and understanding that cable TV is not dead, but is certainly, you know, bleeding heavily.
On life support.
You know, they come back to to Netflix and other streaming services to be able to distribute their shows as well as create new shows. Netflix actually created their own animation studio last year, and so they're able now to not only do movies, live action movies, but also animated films and TV shows and shorts. So
I don't know if I heard it here, if I maybe even heard it on Courtney and Company or something, but suggested that the way to do streaming is to plan out the shows you want to watch. And since you don't have to have contracts with these streaming services, you sign up for a month, maybe 2 months for one. You watch all the show, you binge those shows, you cancel your contract. Then you go to the next platform and you watch those shows and then you cancel that and then you go to the next.
Interesting.
So contracts likely coming to a streaming service near
correct.
You.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Take advantage of that while we can.
Sure. Although that's a lot of dedication, though, keeping track of all that.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about Narwhal yet this morning?
Yeah.
This afternoon?
Here's another one.
Off air.
Here's another one. You better say it.
Unpopular opinions.
I don't like that tail on that dog's face.
Wow. Why? Because it's different?
She's got a cold heart.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's preface real quickly. For those listeners that don't know the story, on Wednesday, a viral story was on the internet that there was a dog at an animal shelter in Cape Girardeau that had sprung a tail growing out of its forehead.
I didn't realize it was in Cape Girardeau.
Cape Girardeau,
Wow.
It's one of ours.
Great.
So it
Missouri.
Blew up Wednesday afternoon, and then it went international Wednesday night and all day yesterday.
Narwhal.
And the shelter received hundreds of calls of people all around, not only the country, but the globe, asking to adopt Narwhal. One person offered $7,000, according to a story on KMOX this morning. But what was really troubling was a number of people called in to ask if they would have the dog's tail on its forehead removed surgically before adopting the puppy because it was unsightly. One person suggested that it was not in God's image and therefore it needed to be removed. So the owner of the shelter, I think, got a little nervous as to what people might do with the dog.
Yeah.
It's actually just a piece of cartilage growing out of the forehead that has some fur on it, which looks like a tail. It does not wag. It does not.
There's no bones.
Everybody
no bones
wants
anything.
To know if it wags.
Right. Yeah, so that's the first question. Right.
Everybody wants to know. And some of you are willing to ask, but not everybody's willing to ask. But we've already had that question here. If that were my dog, I mean, the dog is absolutely adorable.
Except for that tail.
But if that were my dog, I would have it removed.
Same.
Why would you not sell that dog to the highest bidder globally?
Yeah, I think the five of us in this room are very capitalistic. Yeah, and, you know,
like,
right.
You could
for
fund
sure.
a couple shelters.
I wouldn't sell that dog if I thought it was going.
To a bad home or somewhere.
I wouldn't care if they wanted to remove the thing from its face, but I didn't feel as though
why
it
would
was...
somebody pay an exorbitant amount of money to torture a dog?
I don't know,
like,
man.
People are a-holes.
Couldn't you just get a dog from somewhere else without paying all the money?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, you know, people always ask, why did Jeffrey Dahmer have to go drug all of these people?
People do always ask that.
Right, all the time. I mean, you and I were just discussing that in the break room yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have to, but he did. So.
Right.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's weird, but whatever.
Like
speaking of a 90s reference,
major
that's great.
Turn there.
Yeah, pop culture from the 90s. I always think of Jeffrey Dahmer first.
What?
I love the 90s.
Remember Jeffrey Dahmer? What this, a character.
This story, or this show and segment never derails. Never derails. Okay.
It only derails.
That's what I'm saying it all the time. The we is, got actually, we went pretty far into the segment yes, without yes, it derailing. So the passengers on the train were pretty comfortable for a while.
Yeah. Well, I blame Ambassador Yovanovitch for that. So yeah, carry on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bum,
wow.
Bum, bum. I thought you were going to like go into sound or something, but no.
I can't. I did too. I want to get it right back on great. The train.
So the internet is riveted with a very controversial subject right now. And it started last week, and I wasn't on the show last week. I apologize. I know. I'm sorry. I can see those eyes from Katie.
It's fine.
The boomers versus millennials.
It hurt.
Boomers. Okay, boomer.
Yeah. Okay, boomer. So we're all familiar with the okay boomer.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't talked about that on the show at all, but I've said it.
So there's a big fight right now on the internet between millennials and boomers.
Fight
on the internet? Go figure. Mm-hmm. Breaking news. Breaking news alert. Here, Rob Kramer. So it got as far. There was a radio host in Rochester. Did you hear this? Bob Lonsberry. He likened using the term boomer to the N-word.
I heard that.
What?
Yes. He said it is a term that is so offensive of ageism that it is likened to the N-word.
Can we stop comparing things to that horrible word?
Right. Yeah.
Two things. We're going to let Rob, we're going to let Gabe react to that here in just a minute.
No, let's let Rob react first. It makes a lot more sense.
But before we do that, that is the oldest, most boomery thing that an old guy could possibly say. Okay, Gabe, go ahead.
Well, the proper response is, oh, okay, boomer.
Fantastic. Perfect.
But to Katie's point, let's please stop comparing things to the N-word and the Holocaust and Hitler
and Nazis.
Yeah, it's like we understand the extremes of these things, so every time you compare them to something so far less, you
they're not comparable.
They're not comparable.
They're so also, horrible that nothing can be compared to it.
If you're going to compare those things, don't use the word literally. That guy is literally Adolf Hitler.
Oh my God, he's literally Hitler. Guys.
He is literally not
guys.
Adolf Hitler.
Literally. He's
survived.
Like literally burning people.
And let
with
me also.
With his tweets. Guys.
I like this one too. Let me add to this conversation as one of. We determined that you are a millennial, didn't we, Ryan?
I'm.
Yeah,
I sit on the border.
Yeah, yeah.
But you are.
I thought you were going to say you sit on the board.
I'm
on the millennial board.
I was appointed last week.
All of us, other than, I suppose, Gabe is a millennial here. You're an Xer.
X going to give it to you.
The millennial. This is why nobody talks about Generation X, because this is what you get out of it.
That's right.
But between the millennial generation, if you say the word millennial, it is never, ever a compliment.
No.
And so for the millennials to finally be stepping up and pushing back a little bit, I'm entertained by it, but please don't be a standard millennial when you do it. That's all I have to say about that.
As a board member,
I strongly disagree.
Yeah, I don't mind
your sentiment.
Although this subject does come up a lot.
How do you feel about that? Isn't that all that matters?
Yeah, and I try to keep my feelings out when I'm on the board of millennials. This is going nowhere.
Rob, you got to go, right?
I can stick around if you want me.
These
we want you to stick around.
Right.
We're Rob Kramer when we come back.
Guys.
Oh my God. Like literally, Gabe.
Like literally.
Please stay. We'll be back.